Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
The Glastonbury Festival, which is arguably Britain's biggest annual music event, has announced a legendary name to headline next year's 50th anniversary festival, Sir Paul McCartney.
Now I don't see the point resisting a temptation. Did you come on to me? Will I come on to you? Did you come on to me? Will I come on to you?
I reckon Glastonbury's got to be one of my bucket list concerts. I've just got to go there one day.
You've got to go to this one then with McCartney headlining. It'll be amazing. He plays the Saturday night slot June 27th, which will be his first performance at Glastonbury since 2004. Actually, if you were wanting to go along, Gunners, you can't, because tickets went on sale last month and sold out within half an hour.
Great.
Maybe someone's hawking them online, though.
Maybe next year.
This is for next year's concert.
Great. Okay, maybe the year after then. The Taylor Swift music ownership debacle continues with her ex-manager now clearing her to perform some of her older, best-known songs at this weekend's American Music Awards in celebration of her Artist of the Decade Award. But knowing Swift, she won't give them the satisfaction of performing her old songs until she's recreated and owns the masters herself. The AMAs air on Monday, Western Standard Time, on the ET channel on Fox.
Amelia Clark caught up with Dax Shepherd on his podcast chat show and spoke about how she felt pressured into doing those nude scenes in the first seasons of Game of Thrones.
I'm floating through this first season. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea what any of this is. I've never been on a film set like this before.
Yeah.
I've been on a film set twice before then.
Yeah.
And now I'm on a film set completely naked with all of these people. And I don't know what I'm meant to do. And I don't know what's expected of me. And I don't know what you want, and I don't know what I want, regardless of whether there'd been nudity or not. I would have spent that first season thinking I'm not worthy of requiring anything.
Of course, as the show grew in popularity, so did her demands to keep the sheet up.
Dolly Parton has issued a Jolene challenge to celebrate her series Heartstrings, which premieres on Netflix on Friday. Actress Julianne Hough, who plays Dolly, announced the competition.
Hey Dolly fans, I'm Julianne Hough, and I'm actually playing Jolene in Dolly's new Netflix show Heartstrings, and I want to hear your version of the song, so use hashtag Jolene Challenge.
You should do that, Ali.
Should I?
Yeah.
And
Kelly Clarkson!
Yep, her talk show has been renewed for a second season, just months since its series premiere. NBC Universal announced yesterday the popular talk show is trending incredibly well with viewers, especially in Nashville. Kellyoke forever.
What?
Kellyoke. It's a segment she does where it's karaoke, but Kellyoke.
Right.
Yes.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.